The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Everybody who's on the mic, when it's your turn, you step forward, and it's one hand, the next hand. One hand, the next hand, to deliver your verse. This is the Beastie Boys. This is what you want. Sorry about it. We're going all early 90s hip-hop because that's the last time Washington was 10-5. The last time a lot of things happened was the early 90s. Five tutties in a game. Jaden Daniels, Mark Rippon. Little handshake emoji. Last time they were 10-5, 91 Redskins. Washington, whatever the stupid name is now. Handshake emoji. Grant Danny here on The Fan. Hi, Richmond. What's up, guys? No GP. We got Toby Altizer with us. Here, I want to remind you guys of a couple different teeny tiny little things. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As an exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Ben, good to go? We got old Ben Standing joining us here at 3 p.m. from The Athletic. Ben, do your best to quantify what the hell we saw yesterday.
Oh, boy. I mean, I was talking to a friend last night. He was like, take that last, like, 90 seconds, 2 minutes or so of the Cowboys game and then put it into just 60 minutes. Like, that was the – it was like that the whole game. If we had just focused on the first quarter – that was an insane amount of things that were happening, and then it spread out over four. But I would say it's from a Washington perspective that, you know, we talk about in the NFL, teams are looking for that franchise quarterback. And I think that it's such an it's a misunderstood term because people think just because you draft somebody in the first round or you have a guy that's a pretty, you know, good starter, that means you have one of those. You might have a good player. But there's a difference. And for me, those guys are the ones who, when everything is going wrong around them, whether that's injuries or just the pieces on the field, whatever it is, that they are able to lift up the team by their performance. And, you know, I don't know if there's much better example than what we saw yesterday. It wasn't Jaden Daniels' cleanest game, you know, the two interceptions. But when you consider, the opponent, the stakes, you know, we know they're missing some pieces on offense. That, you know, this is still year one of a rebuild or recalibration, and the performance that, you know, what he did in the fourth quarter, as we've now seen this several times this year, it is really the makings of one of those guys who you could say is a franchise quarterback. He hasn't played enough for me to like definitively say he's there, but man, the traits are certainly there, and that was another one of the performances that makes me really think that.
And what was it yesterday that impressed you the most? Because it seemed like nothing else was working except for anything that involved Jaden Daniels, whether it was him running, him in the passing game. What impressed you the most about that performance, which is probably his best to date?
Yeah, I mean, you know, his movements in the pocket, you know, whether it's just stepping away from a pass rush or his ability to get down the field and juke defenders as we saw yesterday. I mean, you know, that's a pretty elite trait. But broadly, I am getting almost frustrated to the point of how calm he is at all times. Like, nobody is like this. I don't quite understand it, as somebody who is constantly in his own head and herky-jerky moving around this world. He doesn't seem to be rattled ever by anything. It's just incredibly bizarre, and it's something that, you know, the teammates, the coaches have talked about, you know, for months now, going back to even before the season started. But now that we're in the season and you see these things happen in the fourth quarter, like, when there was no reason for Washington to be in this game, right, for the most part. Philly had multiple times they should have put it away. And when it got to 2 minutes to go and Washington has the ball down five, and I've been writing a story to some version of like, hey, you know, here's some reasons why they may have lost this one. I was like, oh, man, he's going to go down and score a touchdown, isn't he? And he did. And just to have that calming presence and that confidence that comes with that, I mean, that's just a remarkable asset for any team to have.
Ben Standing of The Athletic with us here on G&D. All right, let's take our medicine here as we're on a sugar high, and we should be. That was incredible. That was awesome. It was so much fun. I'm not apologizing for any of it. But the bad was bad. The low moments, whether it was the turnovers, the start they got off to, not being able to stop anybody, just how bad was it while Jalen Hurts was still in the game?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was pretty tough look. Saquon Barkley really, really good, but you can't give up over 100 yards and two touchdowns to anybody, but especially the same guy who just in the last game in the fourth quarter did the same thing to you. You know, they added Marshawn Lattimore for a variety of reasons, but number one, I would probably guess, is his ability to be able to cover a receiver to some degree on his own would therefore allow you to stack the box, and somehow that wasn't working either. On offense, yeah, the turnovers were just too much. You know, that was a weird Brian Robinson game. You know, we haven't seen him put the ball on the ground like that and then to do it twice and then nothing on the ground working other than, you know, Jaden Daniels. That was tough. I mean, I still, no matter what is happening here, I'm constantly in top of mind for me is that this is a roster that still has a lot of things it needs. That's what makes it so incredible that they are where they are, because this is only year one of this sort of roster retool, and they have to get, you know, more talent, more playmakers. So I think that's, you know, when they've gone against some of the better teams in the league, you know, they were 0-4 against teams with winning records before yesterday. And like you said, Jalen Hurts, it was looking like it might be 0-5. So yeah, I mean, there's still work to do, but I think it's more like work they can do in the off season more than it is like the coaches or the players have to do something different. Cause you know, I think for the most part, most of these guys are probably maxing out to some degree.
Marshawn Lattimore was on the field for he was there last week, but they didn't have anybody that's a lead. He didn't get targeted this week. Obviously going up against AJ Brown matched up there. I thought he was up and down. What'd you make of his performance? And then we're going to learn more from DQ in just a little bit, but did you get any inkling if it's something that's serious or if it's something that's going to linger, or what do you have an update on Marshawn Lattimore?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, not too sure about the injury yet. Like you said, we'll hear from Dan Quinn in about 20 minutes. But obviously, you know, if there was a question about the trade, it wasn't so much the compensation because they did have extra picks and getting a guy with his talent under contract for the next couple of years, you know, in theory checks a box for one of the areas of need that you need. The question was the injuries. He's missed a bunch of games the last few years. Obviously, after the trade, he misses four games, and now to go out with his hamstring injury, you know, I don't know enough about the hamstring to know, you know, what if something like that is just going to be continually chronic or what's going on. But obviously, that's the concern from a football perspective. Like you said, up and down, you know, had some really nice moments against AJ Brown early on, and you know, maybe we can quibble about some of those pass interference penalties. But you know, there were still, you know, he got on the wrong end, you know, enough against A.J. Brown. And, you know, it was interesting to have the Saints just refuse to throw his way, and the Eagles had no qualms about that. You know, got the two pass interference penalties, which is on the first drive of the second half, which led directly to that first field goal for the Eagles of the second half. So, yeah, an up-and-down day. Chalk it up to some degree to still, you know, getting used to some things here. And also A.J. Brown's really, really good. But, yeah, it was not quite the – it's the game – it's the kind of game you bring in a guy like that for, but not the kind of performance that you're hoping for.
So, Ben, I talked about this at the top of the show today. The thing that makes what Jaden Daniels did yesterday that much more remarkable is – and I, it feels like I'm just picking on these guys. I don't mean to, but Jamison Crowder, De'Ami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, and Olamide Zaccheaus are all guys that couldn't get looks and targets because Noah Brown – was there, who got cut by the Houston Texans. Like, this isn't, the, you know, the 99 Rams. This isn't like, you know, Harrison and Reggie Wayne lining up on opposite sides. This, like, that's what's so incredible about this to me is the 94th and 103rd best receivers maybe in the NFL each have a couple of touchdown catches, and it's, you know, one part Kingsbury deserves credit for it, but it's like 99 parts Daniels. I don't really have a great question about that, but go into it.
Yeah, well, this is kind of what I was meaning when I was talking before about a franchise quarterback. Again, I'm not making this comparison, but, you know, it reminds me of those, you know, so many of the Tom Brady years of New England where, you know, you're like, who does he have playing receiver? I mean, I'll never forget they had 1 year that Rashad Caldwell was the Patriots' best receiver, who was kind of just a random guy. The next year he lands on Washington and gets cut during the season. The look at Mahomes, you know, to some degree, you know, the last couple of years, you know, other than Travis Kelce and tight end, he just hasn't had much to work with, but he makes these guys work. And, you know, look, Zaccheaus and Crowder, they are absolutely NFL receivers, right? They are totally viable, but you're just not looking at them at the top of the food chain viable. You're not thinking like, hey, big play, we're going to go to that guy. But when you have these kinds of quarterbacks, if you do your part and everybody does their part, they make the play. And that was, you know, no better example, again, than what happened yesterday, that these guys are the big help. Now, look, obviously, he's got Terry McLaurin. I'm not discounting that.
Sure.
But, you know, to have – I mean, like, I thought it would be a close game, but I thought it would be low scoring because I couldn't figure out how Washington was going to be able to score enough when you're missing, like you said, Noah Brown, who was cut by another team earlier this year. You're missing Austin Eckler. Zach Ertz played but was clearly limited. And to have this with these other, you know, random parts thriving like that, five touchdown passes, it's, you know, it's remarkable.
Washington had no run game, essentially, outside of Jaden yesterday. How much of that is that Eagles run defense and having, you know, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, those guys up front versus, and I felt like this interior O-line has kind of struggled for about a month or so now. They didn't have much going last week against the Saints. I thought they played well against the Titans, but then going back to the losing streak, I didn't think they played well in there. Is there maybe something going on with the interior there, or is it just something that they just didn't have the run game going because the Eagles had a good run defense yesterday?
Yeah, no, I've been a little surprised that it's been this way. I mean, I think the losing Austin Eckler is obviously been a blow. I think it's a bigger blow when it comes to the passing game because none of these other running backs that they currently have can really, like, you know, run a route and catch a pass. And, you know, I think that you mentioned the interior part of the line. I think there is something to be said for that it has not been as good. And, yeah, the Eagles obviously have a pretty good front to boot, and then Robinson losing the two fumbles. I don't know how much of that messes with his, you know, with his mindset, with Kingsbury's or not. But yeah, I mean, again, to the point of the Daniels thing, to not have the ground game at all beyond his own legs, and then to not have the safety valve or playmaker or pass catcher out of the backfield and then still do all that, it is pretty crazy. But yeah, I've been wondering, you know, is there somebody that they could possibly add to the roster? You know, before Kazmir Allen got hurt, I kind of wondered, could you bring in a guy like him who everybody raves about his speed? You know, maybe even the Wiley kid, the undrafted free agent who was, stood out a bit in camp and preseason. But you need that type of guy. And maybe if you have that, it helps loosen things up on the inside as well. But yeah, they're going to have to get the run game going because it can't just rely on Daniels the whole time.
As they come down the stretch here, Ben, last couple of meaningful games, you win one, especially the Atlanta one, you're in, but you know, there's a great path for them, especially to get to 11 wins, which they haven't done since 91. What's the biggest concern here for that defense, these last couple of games, then potentially for the postseason? What's the number one thing we should be worried about?
Well, I mean, I think the run defense, right? I mean, the only two games this year that they really have, you know, the numbers were on their side, the Tennessee game, when they got up on the Titans so quickly that, you know, they just had kind of abandoned Tony Pollard. And the Saints, you know, Alvin Kamara is really good, but, the quarterback situation for them and their whole offense is, you know, pretty bleak. So other than that, every team has just been, you know, pretty much gashing them against the run all year, even before John Allen was hurt. Now, maybe Allen, you know, I think there's a chance he comes back this week. We'll have to see how he progressed after last week. But, you know, does that help? I mean, you would think logically it would. But to me, that's going to be the biggest deal. They can't figure out a way to stop the run. And you look ahead, you know, to postseason matchups. Obviously, they could be against Barkley again. If you're facing Detroit, they've got Jahmyr Gibbs and we can keep going. That to me is the big issue. If you can't control that, you're going to lose the time of possession. You're going to get, you're just going to make it much harder to stop anything else. So I think that to me is the big worry going forward here.
Ben, appreciate the time, man. Have a great holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. See
you. Thank you, Ben. Happy holidays to you, buddy. There he goes. That is Ben Standing. Appreciate him as always. So we're obviously going to talk tons about the game. And we should, because it was awesome. It was so much fun. It was a roller coaster, glass case of emotion, the whole nine yards. Some major news happened, I mean, later than the 11th hour, quite literally 1:30 in the morning, that nobody saw coming on Friday. You got the mayor of D.C., who's out here, as you young folks say, bragging that the stadium is only going to take a couple years to build. So I'm going to ask you guys, we'll do a little either or. We got so much game breakdown to do. It's going to be so much fun the rest of the day. We got audio montages. We got Jay Gruden joining us at 5. Whole bunch of really fun stuff. Hopefully you've had a little time to calm down. It's been about just less than 24 hours since they won yesterday in dramatic fashion. What means more to you right now this minute? RFK being back in play or beating the Eagles? Right now this minute, you got to choose one. What means more to you? The RFK site, getting awarded to D.C., or beating Philadelphia at home the way that they did? 800-636-1067. We'll hear from Max. We'll hear from Christian Darrisaw. We'll hear from Tobias Funke, a.k.a. Toblerone. Old Fanny Mouye will weigh in, and I want to hear from you guys as well at 800-636-1067. Because it's a lot of last-second dubs for the old Washington 53 over the weekend. This is The Fan.